Welcome and ho ho ho. This is Oliver from the Oliver Scherer Show and this year's Advents Calendar Special. And let's get it right. Today I have Greta Kessa on the other side on Zoom. She's sitting on a balcony in a very short t-shirt somewhere in the eastern warm region at the beach, sharing her book on the Christmas time. Welcome, Greta Kessa.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
Thank you that you take your time in your on your beach season. So, yeah, what is the book you want to share with the world?
Yeah, so actually the book is written by John Strzelecki. And the book is called The Return to the Why Cafe. And because of that, there is a first book, because this one, Return to the Why Cafe, is the second book. But I read it first. I didn't know there was the first one, right? So it's kind of, it's like this situation when you take the book, random book from the bookshelf in the grocery store, and then you just buy it, and then you read it, you love it. And after that, you Google, and you realize there was actually first book to that book. So it's very complicated. So that's why I'm going to kind of cover both of them. But the initial one is The Return to the Why Cafe.
And why did you go in a grocery shop and randomly take that book? What is the reason?
I think, like, honestly, I think that was like just the destiny. This book found me. Because this happened, I guess, 5 or 6 years ago. And at that time, I forgot that reading books is awesome. And I thought reading is not for me. And one day I just went for grocery shopping. And in our grocery shops, we also have book section. And then I somehow stopped there, like totally randomly. And I looked there and I'm like, this looks good. I'll take it. And I just took it. And I fell in love with it from the first page.
So it's like, oh, I like this tomato seed. That just looks so tasty. I take that. So, oh, that book. Was it the cover? Or, I mean, how was it presented? Just the back of the cover? Or did you see the cover?
I saw the cover, but I guess the title was very eye-catching. Because in English, its name is, as I said, like The Return to the Why Cafe. But in my language, in Lithuanian, I would directly translate as The Return to the Cafe on the side of the world or on the edge of the world, something like that. So that's when I'm like, oh, okay.
So it was while you were still in Lithuania, because now you're somewhere in the east, in Asia. Yeah. Malaysia, right?
Yes, Malaysia.
Yeah. Okay. So this book brought you back to reading books and make it fun reading books.
Definitely. And I realized that I was putting a label on myself, and I was actually going around and telling that I'm not reading books. I just don't connect with books, and I don't know why. And then after that, it all shifted. And in general, I think my attitude to the world shifted, and general reading. But it's not only, you know, the fact that I started reading books again, but also, you know, that it's brought me a lot of beautiful insights on life fulfillment, happiness, and all other things.
Wow. And that from one book, you just randomly felt it's tasty to take from the shelf and buy. That's interesting. So what is this Edge of the World book about?
So actually, the first book is about the guy who is living, you know, usual, good, successful life. You know, he has a good job, everything is nice, everything is good, and he's driving in Hawaii, and then he sees that he doesn't have a lot of fuel, and he stops at the cafe just to get fuel. But actually, that cafe is a special one, because on the menu, it has very interesting questions, like, for example, why are you here? Are you afraid of death? Or what's your purpose? And so that's the first book about that, you know, and it goes around this person's life and how he understands what is success and what he experiences in that cafe and with those people who are working there. It's actually full of magic.
The cafe is full of magic, or the book?
Well, the story.
Question was, You said this person in the first book goes in a coffee because he doesn't have any gasoline anymore, benzene. And on the list are all these questions about life. And then you said the book is full of magic and the story. How is the story? Is it just in the coffee while he's having all these experiences, or is he going outside in the world again with the questions?
Yeah. So the story is happening around the cafe and people who are working in this cafe. So they're kind of giving him, they're coming and talking to him and giving him insights and showcase him that the life can be different. And it's not only about, you know, being just stuck in your mind and always worrying about work or money, but there are other things. And then actually he goes back to his real life. And the second book, the one which I actually read first, right? The one from the grocery store, the one like tomato, is about a woman who is a businesswoman, very successful. And she stops by that cafe, but she wants to run away. But then this guy from the first book comes and tells his story, how this cafe affected him and changed his life. So basically this book is kind of, second book is influencing the second person through the different story. But it's also like, it's also full of magic. And it's also about, you know, this real happiness, real fulfillment of life.
Wow. Okay. So I can see why when you read the second book first, that you didn't really realize that there was a first book, because it stands for itself almost, or it can be read as a single book, right? So what is the book written like a novel? Like just like a first person or whatever, second person story, or how is it written?
Actually, to be honest, I think it was third person story. I don't remember exactly, right? Because I remember the impact. I remember what I took out of that, but I don't remember like exactly because it happened a few years ago. But yes, it's a novel, and it's not like self-help where you read how to live life and it gives you advice, but basically it's amazing, great story, novel, but still you're taking these insights, you know, you're taking those, you know, morals of the story. And yeah, it's like, and it's so interesting because it has a lot of dialogues and a lot of different people, and they're like, oh, one aha moment, another aha moment, third aha moment, and then questions, you know, like in second book, what this woman found on the menu was different questions. For example, one of the questions were, are you playing in your playground? Meaning that, are we still playing? And then they talk to some children of that story, right? I'm not going to spoil everything, but, and children are teaching how to play again. And this woman is like, playing? What do you mean? I'm working, you know, I'm a businesswoman. What do you mean play? But then she kind of rediscovers that. And it's really about, you know, basic things that sometimes we forget while running like headless chickens around life.
How much, you said it has influenced you in the way that you will start reading the book again, that you take away these labels, but has it helped you to be in the position you're now?
I think it has. You know, the biggest magic, I will be very honest, that when I said yes to this podcast interview, I hadn't seen the same book that I'm going to talk about. And then I was sitting during this vacation and thinking, you know, what that book meant to me, like the original one that I wanted to talk about. And then I thought, oh, wait, it's actually not the book I want to talk about. And I remembered this John Strelitzky book, or both books. And I think it was the base for me finding my own true self, my own authentic self again. Because from, let's say, childhood and teenage years, I was pretty, you know, bubbly, goofy, full of life. But then, you know, a lot of comments happen from the outside. Leaders should be serious. Girls should be modest, and all these things, right, that people are telling each other. And then I changed a bit. But I think when I read this book, it was one of those tipping moments when I realized, you know what, it's my life, it's my playground. And I just want to be true to myself. And I think this is how it started. And even now, when I talk about happiness, I think that book, I didn't even know, but that was probably the starting point of this journey.
Yeah, just as I mentioned before, I've seen some webinars. I have unfortunately not been in those webinars where you had like these group meetings, different themes you shared on LinkedIn, I guess probably also on Instagram and other places where you have like the screen print or, you know, mm-hmm. from the meeting that you were all dressed up as pirates, I think one was. And so that shows that you're playful and you're a team leader, as far as I remember, right?
Maybe like little context for people who are listening. That was very fast. That was a challenge of my team for 20 days to dress up differently according to the theme of that day. And yeah, it was actually amazing. I was a bit scared, to be honest, to present it to my team because I thought they will think I'm silly or something. But they loved it. And that was part of how we survived COVID. And we had a lot of fun, you know, this lockdown.
Exactly. I mentioned that also because you say this woman was reading, "Are you playing in your playground?" And when you said you found your authentic self, I just like thought, okay, that's where we have this Greta, this say it in Lithuanian. So I can see you're a playful person and I can see the people around you, they take it not serious, but they take it as that's who you are. And they play along with it. That's great. For whom do you think is this book in general? Oh, to whom would you give it?
That's a very good question. For whom? I think for everyone, literally, like anyone in any journey or any life. But if I could think of one, you know, prototype of the person, I think the one, either, I don't know, man or woman, doesn't matter, but who is deep in their career and they forgot that there are other areas of their life. And they let the society define their own success by society rules. And I would like to gift it as a reminder that there is more to life and for them to look there, read, and maybe ask those questions to them.
Beautiful. So to round this shorter episode up, I started asking the people, so how do you consume book content? In what kind of format and when are you reading, if you read?
Mm-hmm. Physical books for now only. I haven't tried audio. I haven't tried like Kindle. I might want to do that, but for now it's physical books and feeling the pages and feeling how much is left. If the book is boring, faster. If the book is very interesting, slower. Yeah, and usually I read at home with my cup of coffee, and I somehow make a ritual around that, actually. So I consciously make my space nice, and then I choose the place at home where I can, you know, also kind of lift my eyes and see the view from time to time to reflect upon. So yeah, it's my like literal. I don't do that a lot. I'm not like very frequent reader, but I do read.
Okay. Why? What? When you mentioned that you like the physical book, so when it's boring, you go faster. When it's very interesting or deep knowledge, you go slower. Are you skipping chapters? Are you looking back and forth in the book before you start reading, or you just start?
Depends. As usually, mostly I'm reading business books and the self-help books and psychological books. So I do look at chapters. Then from time to time, I kind of gift myself a novel, nonfiction book, and that I, you know, of course, I just go through it all along. And I think that's the power of storytelling.
Okay. Yeah, you've just got a bit computerized here. So if I understood right, so if you have these self-help books and these self-growth books, you will go through the chapters because depending what they deliver, and a novel, of course, from A to Z.
Yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, with that said, there's one more thing. How can people reach out to you if they want to know more about Greta Kessa and what you're doing?
So they can reach out to me on LinkedIn, Greta Kessa, where I mostly share about workplace culture, team culture, and leadership. And they can also find me on Instagram, also Greta Kessa, where it's mostly dedicated for happiness, everyday simple things, and my randomness. And I'm building my page, but it's not live yet.
It's not live yet. So awesome. We will easily be able to guide the people there, because that's where I got connected with you on LinkedIn. And I just looked at a comment from LinkedIn that, and I forgot that I also follow you on Instagram, actually, with your Christmas mood, right? That's the last thing you did, with lights and Christmas music. What was it all about? Decorations, Christmas lights, music.
Cooking. And then doing something nice to the world. That was the most important thing. Yeah. And making your home smell like Christmas as well. Oh, you remember it well.
Yes, smell. We have essential oils, and we love from doTERRA the, what is it, the holiday season blend. It has a lot of pine trees, so we like the smell of pine trees. And another blend they had last year was with cinnamon and I think anise, how you call them, the little stars.
Yeah. Oh, so nice.
Yeah, right? It's like going on a Christmas market, but they're all locked down in Europe.
Yeah,
at the moment.
And there are not markets in Malaysia.
No, I guess with the humidity and everything, that would be smelling different. But yeah, I've been in Poland a few years ago. I think two or three years ago. That was also interesting on a Christmas market. So it's as a Swiss, we do not really have that here in Denmark. I miss that a bit. Okay, so thank you very much, Greta, for the book. And yes, another book for me to read. As I said, it's...
thank you for doing this. I think it's a super amazing initiative.
Yeah, I like it as well. It's awesome. I hope this is not only going to be for the Christmas season. I hope people will also coming back to this series also after the Christmas is over and get some inspiration from the different guests. I definitely do. And yeah, for all the listeners, please do not forget to connect with Greta and her work. And of course, come tomorrow again and listen to the next book we present. I do not know who is going to be tomorrow, but you will find out.